Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Lord of the Flies with
Lord
Nancy.
Lord of the Patty Bell Flies.
The Patty Bell Flies.
Patty LaBelle Flies.
No. What the heck are you talking about?
Lord of the Flies.
Piggy. That's all I remember.
Piggy.
That's all I remember about Lord of the Flies from when we were forced to read this in high school.
Yeah.
And something about Piggy's glasses.
Yeah, Piggy's glasses help them set fires, and they also torture him with them in that they take them away and he can't see.
That is not cool. And I also remember thinking, this is a group of kids that needs some serious discipline and that I never want to hang out with
well,
in all my days.
You shouldn't hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, Lord of the Flies, Carnegie Mellon University School of Drama. It's running, they have a week off. It was this past weekend, but it's also running the 2nd through the 5th of December because they're off for Thanksgiving vacation.
Well, isn't that nice?
I know, so they're going to pick this baby right up.
Yeah.
Synopsis, in case you don't know Lord of the Flies by William Golding. It is basically the story of, it's sort of, the impetus for it was World War II for the writer, and so there's a plane, they're trying to leave this war environment, and they go in this plane, the plane crashes, and these young men, 6 to 12 years old, are left alone on this island to fend for themselves. And it is, unlike a utopia, it is complete dystopia, where the protagonist, who is Ralph, played by Michael Ledbetter, brilliantly by Michael Ledbetter. He is the protagonist. He's trying to get them to have a group and be civil and have rules and talk with, when you have the conch shell, you're the leader, you can speak. And then there's Jack, the antagonist, who is the complete opposite. It's all about hunting and killing, and we have to live, and we're going to survive, and we're going to lose all our humanity. And it is kind of a bullying theme there too, because they all torment Piggy, who is supposed to be the heavy glasses wearing intellectual, loving, compassionate person. Let's follow the rules. It is set on this island. The show opens with a group of young people, boys and girls, who are unsupervised at a party, and they decide to reenact this play. The first and second act are completely filled with media, social media, and screens, and a live camera person literally walking around and doing close-ups and leaning into people, and we are seeing what that live camera person filming is showing us. Yes. And then an intermission, and they were still kind of on stage. That was kind of strange. In the third act, it is not so much the live cameras. In fact, I don't think there were any live cameras. And it's really all, everything's gone crazy. And poor Ralph is now kind of the only one left with Piggy. All the other ones have sort of been forced, for fear of their own life, to go with Jack, the antagonist. Jack is played by a female, and there's another young female playing another male character, and one of the actors is playing two brothers. Simon, who I don't want to go into too much of the story, but Simon is murdered because they think there's a beast on the island, but it's actually a pilot that has parachuted onto the island and died. But they think it's a beast. Somehow they don't know what has happened. They're very scared. And so Simon comes to tell them about the beast, not being a beast, but actually a person who's died. And they are at this point completely losing their minds, and they kill Simon. And Simon is played by Zach Pfeiffer, who is wonderful and compassionate, sort of the hippie of the characters, and that he's, hey, let's check this out kind of thing. And he kind of goes crazy when he's left on his own devices, as they all do. It becomes bullying and violent and loss of humanity and what drives people who seem, hey, let's play on this island, what's going to be okay, to hunting and killing and losing all their humanity and human, any human qualities, and trying to kill each other. My distractions, I had two distractions. One was that women were playing boys. I found there were some moments that were just uncomfortable. I felt it was a strange relationship to see, versus two boys yelling and screaming at each other and one trying to take power because the girl is playing the antagonist character, Jack. That was a little distracting for me. I found myself going, interesting choice. And then the other distraction was the live cameras, because I wanted to take it all in. And there were moments that it literally was someone standing in front of the other actors and showing us what they felt we should see. Mm-hmm. But I found that at times distracting.
Multimedia makes theater edgy. Yes. You've got to have CMU multimedia. To be edgy these days.
Edgy. Yeah. It is edgy. And in a world where, before you got in a fight at school, you went home, the people who were there saw it. But now they immediately upload that fight onto some social media. And now everybody can see it. And now they're powerful.
Okay, so that's the artistic reason.
That's the artistic. I get it. To show the bullying and to show how much people can manipulate however they want their side of the story to be seen, because, hey, I'm only fighting with you because you won't follow the rules, but why would I follow your rules? Who made you the leader? And that's one of the things that Ralph struggles with, is that at first he's very casual and it's like, hey, maybe I'll be your leader. Okay, I'll be leader. And then when it's life or death and he has to decide and they all sort of go after him, now we're seeing what was casual and socially acceptable behavior, a bullying, a tormenting, a very violent, a survival, a more of a survival feeling, and not necessarily on his side. So I would say that it is a bold adaptation, very bold adaptation of a classic novel, with strong performances, very brave performances by some of the cast, and a few distractions.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.